Fine, so we're just finishing up Perek Yudalet, and we mentioned last week that the Midah of the Beinoni is Midas Kol Adam. Again, we said this is the Midah of the Beinoni, that every person, at least in the Shloisha Levushim of Machshava Dibar Maisa, has the capability to be like a tzaddik, which means at least externally, and externally doesn't just mean chitzenius, it means in Levushim, Machshava Dibar Maisa, a person has the ability to be doing everything that he should be doing, even if in Davar Hamasel Lev, even if in those things that are in terms of the way his lev feels, that even though his lev he has Tivus Alev, and his Lev desires other things. But nevertheless, in terms of his Levushim, a person has the ability to be able to be 100% Tar and 100% Kaddish and to stay away from any Machshava Dibar Maisa of Ra, and obviously to be involved in Machshava Dibar Maisa of Taif. And the way he said that a person's capable of doing this is that a person has to give themselves a pep talk. A person has to tell himself, I don't want to be a Rasha, I don't want to be a Shaita, even for Shachas. A person has to recognize that the shtus, the ruach shtus, that the Yetzer puts inside of a person, convinces a person that I'll do an Aveira, it's not such a big deal, it's not the Etzma Yahadas, it's not Tali in this, it won't make any separation between me and the Rabbanu Shalom. And a person needs to recognize it's all ruach shtus. About every Aveira that a person does creates a Mesech HaMavdil, at least from our side, creates a Mesech HaMavdil. Like the Pasuk says, Avanisechem is mavdil between us and the Rabbanu Shalom. And a person has to recognize that I don't want to be a Shaita even for 1 hour. I don't want to be a Rasha even for 1 hour. And even if yes, maybe I'll do tshuva, and even though I'm echtav ashev, I'm a speaking beyond the last of tshuva. But even if somehow I'll be able to do tshuva, afal pikein. For this moment in time, a person is losing their ability to be able to have that dveikus that a person has. And nobody wants to be moved of a nifrit chas v'shalom Hashem echad b'shem oifen. Nobody wants to be separate from the Rabbanu Shem 1 second, for even 1 second. And memela, through a person chazering this over, as a person's walking down the street and he's already caught up a little bit in that taiva, person chazes over this thing. And then he writes Elias Shaita. I don't want to be a Shaita. And then he writes Elias Rasha, Afilu Sha'achas. I don't want to be a Shaita or Rasha even 1 second. Person that has the capability, at least in the Levushim, even to go against his basic nature of what his lev wants to do, that his lev is chaymer, his lev desires ra, but a person has the ability to be able to push back and say, I don't want to be a Russian. The way he said it is that, and we'll see this much more, he's going to be American this much in the later program in the Chafs, but the way a person can do this is, a person recognizes that afilu kal shebakalim, even a kal shebakalim is willing to be meiser nefesh HaKadosh Hashem. Why? Because a person doesn't want to separate himself from the Rabbanu Shalom. So a person's willing to give up everything in his life, which means everything that he has, to give up mamash b'chol nafshechem, a person's willing to give everything up for the sake of the Rabbanu Shalom. So bevadai, a person should be willing to give up this moment in time, which is also a period between you and the Rabbanu Shalom, the same way avada, a person's ivar and chalila, one of the gimel chamurim, it creates a real kares, a real separation between him and the Rabbanu Shalom. Every avera that a person does, like we mentioned last week, is one of those 613 strands which connect him and the Rabbanu Shalom is being cut off. And Mela Kol Shekin, if I'd be willing to give up my whole life, Bevadai, I'd be willing to give up at least this taiva, which is here in the moment, to make sure I don't be a Rasha. I just wanted to read one line from the Kamarna, because Special Shabbos is your side. He's talking over here. He's been married about the place that he's living in, different types of people and the place he's living. He just says the following line is just mamish connected to what we're reading over here, that even the Kal Shabakalam would be willing to give their life's up. He says, "V'chol Rasham Shabedina Azais." All the Rasham in this Medina, Ubefrap in Medina's Ashkenaz, for sure in Germany, Nishba Ni B'chaya Olam. I swear B'chaya Olam, Shekulam Anusim Ketinik Shenishba Labeina Nachram. All of them, which means the ones that are Chayte El Machtes Arabim, the ones that are Machal Shabbos B'Fa'esia, the ones that are B'nai Ashkenaz, the ones that got caught up in the terrible reform movement. He says, "Nishba Ani B'chaya Olam." I'm swearing. Shekulam Anusim Ketinik Shenishba Labeina Nachram. All of them are like a tinnik, shenishba lebein anachram, ubeli das yidabru. Everything they're doing is just without das, right? Ruach shtos, without das. But kulam, mechanam berega achas. All of them be willing in one moment, lishpach damim kamayim, akadush Hashem agadol bahava, ubesimcha, ubelev simech, bemechulin, urikudin. All of them would be able to dance and with simcha and to be able to pour out their hearts, whatever, their dam, shivchi kamayim, to be able to pour out their dam kamayim, akadushas Hashem. Rasha hazeh sheker ana, ganav gazlam reitzeach, ma'anis betoik ve'risha. This Rasha, which means the Samach Mem, the Yetzahara, is a ganav, he's a gazlan, he's a reitzeach, he's stealing the machos of what these yidden really want, ma'anis betoik ve'risha, he's ma'anis these yidden, ma'tah besifseich alokos, ma'zgabar brisha b'chol koichai, v'tsoidin nefashis, he's capturing nefashis Yisrael behechrich ubetoichev umiyam benegarishay kim b'mesiris nefesh Hashem yirachem aleinu b'meheras. Again, just have this beautiful Hashem of the Kamar. He's saying he's willing to swear. He's willing to swear b'chaya olam that everybody's just a nusim, right? Like the lashon, like the famous psak from the Chazanish. The Chazanish was megalus tremendous psak, which is negeh halacha lemaisa and every moment in Eretz Yisrael, that all of the Risham, all those people that are involved in Averis and Eretz Yisrael are all Ketinik, all Ketinik Shenishba, all the din of Ketinik Shenishba because of the lack of Ketinich that they had and lack of recognition of what Yahadus really means. Amela, this is what the Baltani is telling us, this is what the Qarna is telling us, all the Tzaddikim tell us, and we'll see, he'll be Marach on this much later, in the later Prakim, but about this, that a person needs to chazah this over for himself again and again, that he's willing to be Meiser Nefesh, but this is the Eitzah that a person has, that just realize, I got caught up, I got captured, like he's saying, I got stolen, my signa, I got stolen, mamish like a gain of nefashas by the Yetzer Hara. Mamele, he caught me in his trap, and for the moment, I think that this is all of life is this taiva in front of me. When a person chazes over that I don't want to be a Rasha, even for shachas, person has the ability to be able to cap, get himself back, to be able to chap himself in the moment, to be able to understand exactly what a person is able to do, and then he just ended off the first part of this perek to say that tzaddikim are different, right? We mentioned the first perek that. Iyav asked, Barasa Risham, Barasa Tzaddikim. In fact, the Baltani and Perak Aleph, Lamaisa, the Rabbanjim, doesn't create Tzaddikim and Risham. That's Bechira. The whole purpose of this world is Bechira. So he said, the Rabbanjim does create Risham and Tzaddikim. He doesn't mean in terms of actions, Risham and Tzaddikim. In terms of the level of the Neshama that comes in, our Risham and Tzaddikim. And this is like, well, again, what we spoke about in Perak Beis, Mayrach over there, there's different Madrigas of Neshamas. Not all Neshamas are created equal. And Mimela, the Neshama of a Tzaddik has the capability to be able to be Zeicha. Through obviously his own work, but through also the serusa de la'ila, the fact that Rabban Hashem gives him a olamecha terubi chayecha, he's able to be zeicha to this level of chay me'ein olam haba, this level of chay olam, he's able to be zeicha to that in this world, this ahava betanugim, to be able to experience that level of ahava betanugim, to be able to be mas mamish belief. But not every yid zeicha to that, not every yid's a tzaddik, not every yid has the capability to be a tzaddik, and memela, this level of a tzaddik that's mas belief, that's not our avodah. Our avodah is so far in the beginning of the parak, we'll see the second part of the parak is going to talk about that our avayda is connected to the avayda of tzaddik, but the beginning of the parak is, the ikar avayda is, make sure the levushim akud, make sure that the machshava, dibra, maisa, make sure that in all of the external parts of a person, even if the lev is not 100% pure, and the davar amasa lev is not 100% there, and I'm not able to be mas, betachlis, or shalei betachlis, right, which is a tzaddik v'tovloi, tzaddik v'ralei, I can't get to that level, nevertheless, at least to be a beinoni, midas beinoni, midas kol adam, to be able to get to make sure that the levushim are at least on the right track. That's what he spoke about at the first half of the parak. Now he continues, and he answers another kasha that he had in parak aleph. In parak aleph, he spoke about the first parak, first kasha, I'm sorry. It's not going to be over here. The first line in Tanya, right, is beperak, right, beperak beis de nida, right, the first line in Tanya talks about this, mashbiyan oisei te tzadik, valtei rasha, vafilu kol oilem kulay, in your eyes like a Rasha, right? And he asks, what's this Indian of this is Tiwa Chazal, and why you should look at yourself like a Rasha, what the Maila is. But the way he talks about this avoida of the fact that Mashbin I say, that there's two shvuas that Lachavir take place. One shvua, or two parts of the same shvua. One shvua is to hate tzaddik, be a tzaddik, va'altei Rasha, and don't be a Rasha. So, the fact of Baltani over here in the second half of the parak, based on the brisa that he brought over there, is what are these two parts of the shvua? To hate tzaddik, v'altei rasha. It's a kafal lashon. If I'm going to be a tzaddik, obviously I'm not going to be a rasha. And if I'm not going to be a rasha, I'm going to be a tzaddik. What does it mean to hate tzaddik v'altei rasha? Zok to Baltani again on page chafu b'zei yuvin kafal lashon hashvua. To hate tzaddik v'altei rasha. L'chare t'mua ki ma'achash meshbiya ma'aseh to hate tzaddik. If you're going to be a tzaddik, then obviously you're not going to be a rasha. You're in a tzaddik. You're not seitoi. You're doing everything you need to be doing. What's the purpose of the another shvua, or the another half of the shvua? Altei rasha. It's just an extra part of the sentence. Elamishum, and he first focuses on the second part, which is altei rasha. Then he's going to go back to the tei tzaddik. Elamishum she'ein kol adam zeichel yas tzaddik. As you mentioned at the end of the first part of this parak, not every person zeichel to be a tzaddik, which means avada in meisim, the way we call tzaddik. Yeah, every person can be a tzaddik. Right, every yid's a tzaddik. But in terms of the mechusa, the neshama of a tzaddik, not every yid's zeicha to be a tzaddik, right? Because that's something that you could only be zeicha the susa la'ela. You only zeicha if you have the neshama like that. Mela, not every yid's zeicha to be a tzaddik. Ve'ein la'adam mishpat abechira b'zeh. Not only is it not just based on your act, you don't even have the ability. You don't have the mishpat abechira is not totally in that being able to change the mechusa of your neshama. That's not where the mishpat abechira lies. It's not where the nekudas abechira is. Not am I going to be a tzaddik or not be a rasha? That's not nekudas abechira. Like we mentioned in the beginning of the parak. The nekudas abechira, the mishpat abechira is in the shloisha levushim, machshava, dibur, maisa. Ve'ein la'adam mishpat abechira b'zeh kol kach. We'll see why in a minute. L'sanegal Hashem be'emes, to get to the level of l'sanegal Hashem be'emes. Ahava b'tanugim, not of yid zeichet. That's me'ed al-mabal. That's the olam echa ter b'chayecha. And as he said before, ve'ein kol adam zeichet l'zeh. Not every yid is able to be zeichet to this madrega. Olachain, And therefore, the level of Tei Tzadik, we'll talk about in a minute, that's the Chavar not Shaykh for everybody. Therefore, they say on the Mashbiyam Sheinus, Al Tei Rasha Al Kopanim. You're right, you may not be able to be a Tzadik. Maybe that's not your Madrega. Maybe you're not Shaykh to be able to be a Tzadik. But Al Tei Rasha, at least don't be a Rasha Al Kopanim. Shebezeh Mishpat HaBechira V'shos Nesun Al Chaladam. This is what Perek Yud Dalet teaches us, that the Mishpat HaBechira is don't be a Rasha. Don't be a Russian. Sign out of Russia. V'toyv loy, sign out of Russia. V'ra'aloy, be a Beinani. At least be a Beinani. V'alte Russia means don't be a Russia. What should you be? So again, there's three Madrigas. It's Tzadik, Beinani, Russia. Alte Russia means don't be a Russia. But doesn't mean be a Tzadik, because that's not Shaykh. That's not, Mishpat HaBechira is not totally in that. Alte Russia means don't be a Russia. Rather be a Beinani. Because that's where your Mishpat HaBechira relies in the Gimel Levushim of Machshava Dibur Amaisa. Shebezeb Mishpat HaBechira V'arshus Nesuna L'chol Adam. Like again, like you said at the beginning of the parak, Midas Kol Adam. The Midas Kol Adam is, yes, I could be a Beinani. Yes, I cannot be a Russia. I could stay away in the Shloish Levushim of Machshava Dibur Amaisa from now. Limshal Beruach Ta'avosha Shebelibay Lichloish Yitzroy, Shaloi Ye Rasha Afilu Shal Achas Kol Yomov. Not to be a Rasha Afilu Shal Achas, like he said, it's Bechol Esu Bechol Sha'ah, the Midas Abainani, and Mimela, at every moment and every day of my life, I have the ability to make sure I'm not a Rasha. That's the greatest I can do, maybe, and that's a great Madrega, to make sure that in all Shloish Levushim, Machshava Dibur Ma'aseh, I'm perfect. I don't speak anything I shouldn't, I don't think anything I shouldn't, I don't do anything I shouldn't, Be'imichinis Sur Me'ra, Be'imichinis Asi Toiv, Be'im Toiv El Toira, Dehenu Talmud Torah, Chengenek Kulan, and even in the Madrega of Talmud Torah, which we know Bittul Torah is Eina Demitza Bahen Bechol Yom. One of the Averis that's very difficult for a person to be saved from every day is the Avoid of Bittul Torah. Even over there, person has the ability to make sure that in that Madrega, he's ensuring that he's not going to be a Rasha. He's going to work constantly to make sure that the Shloish Levushim are going to be perfect. That's what it means. Tei Tzadik Ba'al Tei Rasha. Al Tei Rasha means don't be a Rasha, rather be a Beinani. Ach, Afal Pikein. Fine, so then what's the first part of it? So I understand now the second half of the Shavuot. The second half of the Shavuot is don't be a Russia. What should I be? A Beinani, Perek Yadalad. So what's the first part of the thing? Tei Tzadik, I can't. It's not a my Mishpat HaBechira. I either am a Tzadik or I'm not a Tzadik. Either was chosen or wasn't chosen to be a Tzadik. It's not totally in me. Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen for one thing, and Aaron was chosen for another thing, and Shifti Kor was chosen for another thing. Every person has his own Mishpat HaBechira. Every person has his own Mahusiv is Neshama, which is totally in, like we mentioned before, it's totally partially in the Levush of that Neshama is totally in the Machshavas of the parents, Meshas Tashmish, but really it's not even totally in that. That's just, like we mentioned over there in Perek Beis, it's just the Levush of the Neshama. Really it's totally in the Mahusiv of the Neshama, the way that Rabbeinu Shem puts it into a person, and that's, you could have a tzaddik ben Rasha, like Avraham Avinu ben Terach. You could have tzaddikim that are son of Rasham, Rasham the son of tzaddikim. It's totally in the Rabbanu Shlom's bechira, where the Rabbanu Shlom picks a neshama and decides that this neshama should have the ability, this person, this guf should have the ability to be able to have the neshama of a tzaddik, the neshama of a beinani, or not. That's the Rabbanu Shlom's mitzvah. So what's the point of that? What's the point of this shvua to hate tzaddik? Ach, afal pikin. Even though my ikar avoda is al tei Rasha, to make sure in the shleish levushim I'm not a Rasha. Ach, afal pikin tzorech voya loy itin. I have to make itim gamkein losses eitzes benafshai lias mazbera. I have to make sure that I take time to be mazbera kegoin beitzes chachmenu zal isha chamas b'leyatzaya. Chazal already gives us eitzes, and Chazal explained to us that it's possible for a person to be able to think about a taiva and think about what the purpose of the taiva is, think about what the taiva includes, and think about what it is, and a person is able to recognize that there's nothing here. Gahai gavna, right? That a isha, which is a person has taivas nashim, and he realizes that it's chamas malei tzaya. That all it is, it's something which is full of tzaya. It's a guf. It's a physical guf with all the challenges and all the limitations of a physical guf, and a person's roidif achra taiva, like taivas nashim, which is one of the strongest taivas a person can have. Nachman writes, taivas as nus is oila in all of them, and a person can run after something like that, and a person just stops and thinks, what is it? What's the whole maisa that I'm running after? What's the whole geschmack, the whole one I'm running after? It's fleeting. It happens in a moment. And even if you're able to acquire all the taivas that you want, even if you're able to get to whatever you want to get to, how long is the taiva going to last? A minute? 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, and then it goes. And then it's not there anymore. Gahai gavna. If a person's able to stop and to think, to be able to recognize, what do I want? What's my taiva? My taiva is that I should get covered. My taiva is that I want that people's heads should turn when I walk down the street. My taiva is that people should stand off me when I walk into shul. My taiva is that people should think I'm a Talmud Chacham. How great is that taiva? What's the seif of that taiva? Ezu Chacham harayas ha-noilad. A Chacham is able to see the noilad. What's going to come out of there? What's going to be b'seif? What's going to be at the end? What am I going to be able to leave over for my children, for my grandchildren? What's going to be a person's real tachlas at the end of his day? A person who has the capability to recognize this is able to be maspara. Now, the tzaddik is also maspara. Right? So what he's doing is he's trying to mirror the tzaddik. Here we have somebody who's maybe not of an Abainani, he's trying to be the midas of Abainani, but he wants to mirror a tzaddik. Why? Because they've made his neshama promise to hate tzaddik. So what again, what is a tzaddik? A tzaddik is maspara. Either betachlas atoy, betachlas amias, or shle betachlas amias. This guy is trying to mirror the tzaddik. And every one of us has to try to mirror the tzaddik. How do we mirror the tzaddik? So the way that we mirror the tzaddik is to be maspara. Now the way that tzaddik is maspara is very different than this Bainani. Why? Because this Bainani, or this person who's trying to be a Bainani, the way he's being maspara is by thinking about how disgusting the ra is. The way that tzaddik is maspara is very, very different. A tzaddik is maspara because he has such a oyvei Hashem that the mele he's sinu ra. The level we said in Perek Yud, if you look back at Perek Yud, he spoke about when the tzaddik is maspara, it comes because of the ahava that he has, huh? The tachlas ahava leads to tachlas asin, which means the greater the ahava is, the greater the sin is, that if I love something, automatically anything that's going to get in the way of that relationship, anything that's going to get in the way of that kedusha is automatically going to be something that I hate because I hate things that are stopping me from getting into my ultimate goal. This person doesn't have the ability to do that because that's davar maser leiv, and his leiv taka wants tivus, but he just stops and he thinks, it makes a cheshben anovish. What do I want? What's my tachlas? Remember, Rabbi Berkowitz once said during shavim, he said, you know, he talks about nebuch like the worst case scenario. I think I mentioned this before, but like the worst case scenario, we have a married couple and chalila, the guy's involved in Eishes Ish. He says, if the guy would stop for 5 minutes, take out a piece of paper and a pen, for 5 minutes, and make a cheshbon and a nefesh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Lamaisa, if one day I get caught with the Eishes, what's going to happen? Lamaisa, my wife is no longer going to be with me. My kids are not going to respect me. My job, depends on what type of job he has, he might lose his job. His self-standing, his position in his community, for sure going to be gone. He's probably going to have to move in his community. Just think about what you're losing for the momentary taifa that you have. Instead of not a no right-minded person, no person who is in his right mind would ever do such a thing. It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. If you look at the pros and look at the cons, look at what do you have to lose versus what do you have to gain. Even if you have challenges and things not going well, but what are you going to lose if people find out? But one person finds out, and then the word spreads, everything's over. So everything's going to be gone in a second. Sai parnasa, sai covid, sai wife and your children, everything's going to be gone in a second. So I thought that nobody would do that. So it's a way of being maspara, not in the way of the tzaddik. I can't get to the level of a tzaddik. It's a dogma muscle leiv. For my leiv to be oyve Hashem sinera, I'm not holding by that level because I don't have tachlas ahava. I don't have tachlas asina. But at least to just be a ezu chacham, a race, another. I want all the money. Okay, so I want the nice car. What's going to come? I'm going to buy the nicest car that I can get in the whole town anymore. I'm going to have the nicest car. And then what? And then what's going to happen? And 6 months later, you think nobody else in the community is going to get a nicer car than me? Oh, someone's going to get a nicer car than me. It's not shaykh, right? Because if I get the nicest one, somebody else will want nicer. And then what's going to happen? Where's it going to leave me? Well, if a person is able to think pashut in a gashmistic way, he's saying, not even in a ruchnis, not from a deep neshavadika perspective of tachlas ava, pashut gashmi. But this is what Chazal are telling you, that isha is chemes malatzeya. There's nothing malatzeya, there's nothing there. The whole geshmak is just a geshmak that's so momentary and so fleeting that a person is able to be ezu chacham, he's able to be roya senoilet, he realizes it's not kedai. It's not kedai from a gashmi.
Is this a bigger level of avodah for him? Because it says first to eat tzaddik and then it says v'altei yarasha?
Which is a bigger level to what?
To be in, to have these machshavas, these, to think about the tei tzaddik.
Just a thing.
Yeah, because
it's a bigger avodah for him.
Yeah, because... Is I don't know which one's bigger, but this is a higher madrega.
The main job is Altei Rasha.
Right, exactly. The main job is Altei Rasha. Don't be a Rasha, which means I don't care about the lave right now. Just make sure the Shloish Shalushim. But then he's saying, but that's not enough. You have to make sure that the lave is also Masbara. But I can't make my lave Masbara. I'm not a tzaddik. I wasn't born a tzaddik. What do you want from me? There's not, the Mishpat Abachir is not telling you this. He says, yeah, you could have. You have the ability to make yourself be Masbara, not in the way of a tzaddik. In another way, it's like a side route.
The way to say there is to hate tzaddik first, and then it says Altei Rasha.
Because part of this Tehei Tzaddik is going to allow you to make sure that in the Shalosh Avushim you're not going to get caught up in any
rap. Part of the Tehei Tzaddik is to be a real Tzaddik, right? Meaning if you could.
And he's not able to.
Even before, when he says,
oh, so he's about to say why kolkach? This is because of what he's about to say, and because the next line is about to say also, which means, even the Tzaddik, who's born as a Tzaddik, if he doesn't work in it, he's never going to reach that madrega of ahavat tanugim, which means it's clear that even if a person has the madrega of a tzaddik, he said this previously, that even if a person has the madrega of a tzaddik, without work, you need a suis lasata to get a suis la'il. You need work to be put in down here in order to get the ahavat tanugim, in order to get olamecha, it has to be olamecha. Which means it's not an automatic thing. You're born a tzaddik, Moshe Ben is born, and bias esmala oire, and memele, he's perfect. No, he has to work on himself at every moment. So even the person that's a tzaddik has this shvua of tei tzaddik. And he's saying that this shvua is mashbian, is every neshama has a shvua, because even the neshama that is predestined not to be a tzaddik, still has to work in the avodah of being a tzaddik, but being masbara. Now, I can't be masbara, but metzias in the way of masal lelev, in the way that a tzaddik could, but I could. I can figure out a sidetracked way to be masbara, as opposed to ahavas Hashem making me masbara, if I just look at the taiva and I recognize it's not going to get me anywhere. Stealing money is not going to get me anywhere because at the end of the day, I'm going to lose everything. As soon as people find out, I'm going to lose all my kavanah and lose everything. So what's the purpose? Right? So if a person is just able to think of what's going to be the end, right? What's going to be the tachlas? What's going to be the seif? Person is able to recognize that it's not kedai. It's pasha not kedai. Person goes to, you know, you go to a casino and a person goes gambling, right? It's kishmak, but if you just think about what's going to be at the end of the night, what's going to be at the end of the week, where is this going to get me? A person says, it's not going to get me anywhere good. It's only going to lead me into debt. It's only going to lead me to a place that's bad, huh?
People don't think. Everyone in prison.
Right, so that's what he's saying.
They didn't think it'll get caught,
right? Right, but he's saying
that's why it's important to condition yourself.
He's not saying b'shas
ta'ivim. Exactly. To condition yourself before.
Right, so first of all, he's saying that avada b'shas, the machshava is that's the first half of the parak, is the machshava that you're thinking during the taiva.
Because then you're coming out of
machshava during the taiva is the first half of the parak, where he says that when you have the taiva already grabbing you, just think, I don't want to be a Russian. Don't think about, it's not going to leave, just think, I don't want to be a Russian. I don't want to be a shaita. It's ridiculous to think that this is not going to make any difference in my relationship with Hashem. Then he's telling us, but more than that, more than just making sure that I'm just don't want to be a Russian shaita. I want to be masbara. I want that when I look at something, pasha, it doesn't talk to me. It doesn't talk to me anymore. You talk to people who go on, you know, go on serious diets or something, you know, diets, a person takes a life change in terms of the way he eats. At a certain point, the food becomes mas to them. I had this. I stopped. You know, me and my wife, probably 8-10 years ago, we stopped. Come on, all intake of you know, regular, what's called sugar. I have like no. My wife also has zero type of for a soda. Person doesn't talk to me b'chlal, and I look at the label and I must, but not because I have the devar muscle to leave, not because it's naturally I'm such a, you know, this is something that disgusts me, because slowly I condition myself to realize that I know what it does to me, and I know what the safe's going to be. I know what happens if I drink sugar, and I know what happens if I eat sugar, and I know what the effect it has on my body. And slowly, over time, you become masbara. So it's able to be masbara, not because I have such a hava for my body and for health and for these things. And I'm not that kind of person, but I just know what I know what I want to do, and I know what it's going to stop me from doing. So in the middle, when I look at a bottle of Coke, I'm like, it doesn't talk to me. And if I get it's meis, like I look at it, and it looks meis to me. So a person can condition themselves to work on it, that even if it's not on the level of a tzaddik, but I can work on myself to figure out how I can say, just figure out what's a tachlis, where's it going to get me, what's it going to do for me, a person is able to see that it's going to take away all of my kaiches.
You also have to to sit down and understand what it is, right? Like, what type of it is, which it's just, it's really, which it matters. It's a nitzavel that's wrapped up in klipa, and you think that what's really drawing you in is the klipa, but really it's nitzavel kos. And as soon as you get there and you cannot capture the nitzavel kos because it's gone because you didn't get it in a proper way, then that's the pshat why it's so fleeting, and then the whole thing's gone. You can't come up with all these chesbonos.
B'shas, right. Again, that's the first half of the paragraph. B'shas, I'm saying. It says, Everything's gonna rot. Right, the nicest new things that you buy, the physical things that you buy, all gonna rot. Everything's gonna turn into dust. Everything's gonna rot. Nothing's gonna be left over. The tachas of a person at the end of the day is to take with him those things that have tachas. So just reading again in the Shef HaChaim book, that there was a very, very wealthy gvir who gave a lot of money to him when he moved to Kloisenberg. He became a dai, became the Rav of Kloisenberg, I think in the 19 or 20, when he was very, very young, maybe 21. And by the time he was 30, he built up Mamash. He changed over the whole town of Kloisenberg. So one of the things that he pushed very stark was to make a cheder. The only school that they had there was a school which was very heavily influenced by the reform. And it wasn't a very firm school, and he pushed very stark to make it first a cheder, and then a bis Yaakov. So there's one gvir that gave him a lot of money to give money for the cheder. Mamash, he gave him a lot of money. He gave him the money, I think, for the down payment for the building. He gave him a lot of money. After the Muhammad, he met this gvir, and the gvir was crying to the Rebbe. He said, Rebbe, I have nothing left. He said, all the money that I put into the cheder, it's all gone. The Nazis took the building and they destroyed it. There's nothing left. The Rebbe said, Faker. He said, the only thing that you have left is the money that you put into the cheder. Your house you don't have left. Anything, all the physical possessions, the Nazis took all of it. The Polacks took all of it. There's nothing left to that. He said, the one zach that you taka have is all the money that you put into the cheder. First thing, he said, all the gashmis, the kazach, and all the tanuga ilamazah, there's nothing going to be from it. At the end of the day, say in our lifetime, for sure, even if it's around after our lifetime, but our children's lifetime, nothing is going to come out of it. A person is able to say, what's the tachlis? What do I want? What do I want to be able to have? have things that are going to have chaya olam and a chayisha. And the a person needs to work on that. And part of being Masbara is Lasanaglus Mech Bashem. It is Bunis Bagadlas Ain Saiv Barhu. The same way I can't be Moasbara in the greatest level, in the real level, and so too I don't either have the ability to be Lasanig Bahavatanugim in the real level, but I have to at least try. Lasaniglus Mech Bashem, like this Bunis Bagadlas Ain Saiv Barhu, Kafiya Khalta, according to Zichelis, to be able to think about what's Nitzchis, what's Olam Haba, what are the things that are gonna last? What does it mean to be Davak to Rabban Hashem? What does it mean to have real Skashras Tashem? What does it mean to daven a good Shachras Mincha Mayrev? What does it mean to learn a black Amar? And a person thinks about his bainus, but Godless ain't Sav Baruch Hu, and what it means to be Davak Tashem. So I'll be able to get a little bit of that Ahavat Batanugim that the Tzaddik is able to have. Kifiya Chaltai. Afshi Yadei Ben Afshi Shleigil Madregazu Be'emestam Mitai. Even though the real Emestam Mitai that the Tzaddik has, Bahavat Batanugim, Les Anagal Hashem, that I'm not going to be able to get. But at least Kifiya Chaltai I'll be able to do. Kim B'Dimyonis. The only way I'll be able to get it is some sort of dimyon, some sort of similarity to what the Tzaddik has. The same in my Mias Bara is not the same Mas Bara that the Tzaddik has. My Lisanik Betanugim is not either the same level, but at least it'll be B'dim Yoinis. At least it'll be somewhat similar, a Dimian to what the Tzaddik has. Afal Pekin, who Yasa Eshaloi Lakayim as a Shvua, Shveshbiyam Teit Tzaddik, Vashem Yasa Atoy Be'inav. The first Zech is Teit Tzaddik means do your part. Your part is to try as much as possible to be a tzaddik. Are you going to be able to be a tzaddik? Very likely not. Very, very possibly not. Because Ruba the Ruba of us are not going to be tzaddikim, because Ruba of us are not conditioned to be tzaddikim. But nevertheless, Teit Tzaddik means do what you could to be Mazbara and to be Lasanik Batanugim, to have a Hava Batanugim, to the greatest Kafiya Chalta, to the greatest Madriga. How do I do that? It's Davar Masal Alev. The way you do that is very simply think. If you think Chacham, Eina Bereshe, if you think Ezu Chacham, Reyes and Eilid, if you think about what's the Tachlis of Ilam Haza, Tachlis is it's a praise of Ilam Hava. And you think about where all the Gashmis and all the Taivis are going to get you, and you think about where all the Mitzvahs and Maisim Tev are going to get you, then to be able to have some, at least B'dimyon, some Dimyon of what the Tzaddik is able to have, that Ahava that he has, Oyve Hashem and the Sinara, you'll be able to have both of those B'dimyonis. That's the first reason why they say Teit Tzaddik, which means every year is to make this Shvuah of Teit Tzaddik, try to be like a Tzaddik. Try to compare yourself to like a Tzaddik. Act like a Tzaddik. Even if you're not going to get there, Be'emes Lamitai, act like a Tzaddik, at least in Dimyon, which means at least in the world of trying as much as possible to be a Tzaddik. And if you get there, great. That means obviously you were conditioned for that. You have the neshama. And if not, Hashem Ayasa Toy Be'enav, let their Baruch Hashem take care of his Cheshbonis. My Shvuah that I made is Teit Tzaddik, Valtei Rasha. Be a Be'enani, that's the Iker, Shalit Levushim. More than that, Madrega Higher is Teit Tzaddik, try to work as much as possible to have this Oyve Hashem and the Sinra. Now, Va'oid, he adds one more Nakuda. Va'oid Shehergla Kol Davar Shilton Benasa Teva Hashemi. That when I work on it again and again, and I margul myself to do this, margul myself to have the Mias Bara, even though it's not Be'emes Lamitai, to have the Hava B'Tanugim, even though it's not Be'emes Lamitai, it becomes my second nature. Now, second nature means it's not my first nature, which means it's not the natural essence of my Hosam, my Neshama, but it's Teva Sheni. It's something that's part of, becomes part of like who I am. Now, even though it becomes my Teva Sheni, Ukishyargul Mas Bara, the Margaret Sarai, Yir Nimis Ktsas Be'emes, Ukishyargul Smech Panafshe, Al Hashem is Boinis Begadlas Hashem, Rebisirusid Lasat, Esrusid La'ila. Now, even though it becomes my Teva Sheni, that's not enough. Because again, we mentioned at the first half of the Perek that what the Tzaddik needs in order to get Lasanagal Hashem is Me'en Olam Haba, is Olamecha Turbechayecha, is that the Rabbanish Lalam gives in that. Avoid this Matana Etanes Kunaschem, he said. Right? It's a Matana that's given from Shemayim that a person is able to experience that Me'en Olam Haba in this world. So even if I make a Teva Sheni, that's not enough. But what Teva Sheni does, that that fact that I'm able to be margul myself then allows Sirusa La'ela to come down. And the Mela Sirusa La'sata Sirusa La'ela, the Kulai Hai V'ulai, maybe, Ya'ara Lav Ruach Memorim, Abizaycha to a Ruach Memorim from up in Shemayim, Be'yiska Labchinas Ruach Misherish Ezitzadik, Shetis Aber Boy, Lavar Hashem Besimcha Amitis. Even though my Neshama is not on the Madrega, and maybe Zaycha to a Ruach from Ezitzadik, Shetis Aber Boy, Lavar Hashem. I'll explain what that means in a second. Kedixiv Simchu Tzadikim Hashem, Visiskayim Be'emes Ashvush, even though my neshama may not be on the level, and my neshama will never be on the level of a tzaddik, but if I work on being margo myself and be able to be b'dimyonis in a place of mias bera and a place of ahava tanugim to be like a tzaddik, I may be zeichet to something called the iber neshama. Now the Arizal talks about this barichas, that there's a difference between an iber and a gilgul. They're not the same thing. B'chlal, a gilgul is there in order to be mesakan itself. A gilgul comes down into this world in order to reincarnate itself, in order to fix up any chesronis that I had. An iber neshama is something totally different. Iber neshama means that a person has the ability to be in this world and to be able to get another neshama come to him, sort of like the opposite. The zela umazeva dibuk. A dibuk is where an neshama attaches itself to a person that's alive in this world and overtakes it, and pasha has a shlita on that person in a way of ra, in a way where it's bal karcha, and it doesn't, the person doesn't have the choice to have it or not have it. Ibur neshama is the same thing. Ibur means like lashon of pregnant, which means that you have your neshama plus you have another neshama. And you could have an ibur ruach nefesh and neshama. You could have different levels of the ibur of that neshama. He's talking about it here specifically about ruach, because that's a level higher than your nefesh. He's talking about you have a nefesh and you're getting a level higher than you, so that will become the ibur of that tzaddik, which means the ibur of that tzaddik, even if it's the ibur of the nefesh of that tzaddik, but the nefesh of that tzaddik will become your ruach, which means as nefesh, ruach, and neshama, your nefesh will then have, let's say, the nefesh of a tzaddik. That nefesh of the tzaddik will be the ibur, will be the impregnation, the second part, that will be the ruach of your nefesh, and then immediately be able to get the ruach of that tzaddik, and be able to be zeicha to that level. And that's what a person has the capability, and in that way, I'll be able to be makayim mamish be'emes lamite te tzaddik. I am not a tzaddik. I wasn't born a tzaddik. I'll be able to have the simcha, right? To be able to have that level of la'avadas Hashem b'simcha mitis simcha tzaddikim Hashem. I'll be able to get to it. I am not zoich. I'm not a tzaddik, but I'll be zoich to be able to have that ibur neshama. Right? That reason is magal. That's one when the Chazal say, the Gemara says that abol atar mesayin oisay. I said reason is madaik that abol atar mesayin is lashon rabbim. Who's mesayin oisay? They're going to help you. Who's going to help you? The Rabban Hashem is going to help you. Messiah and I say, Zakta Arizal is talking about Ibra Neshama. That if a person works on a certain madrega, on a certain avoida, and befrat of its madrega and an avoida which is connected to a certain tzaddik, a person can be zeichet to have Ibra Neshama, either Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama from that tzaddik, and it can come into him. It only comes the Shah, which means the difference between a Gilgal and an Ibra Neshama. Ibra Neshama is there only temporarily, which means if a person wants to do Ra now, the Ibra Neshama is not going to be affected by it. The Ibra Neshama is going to say, I'm going back home, I'm going back to where I came from, I came down here to help you.
Well, so now the Ibra Neshama. Now you got the Ibra Neshama, it's going to help with everything bad.
It could be. It could help him for everything. It could be. Right, exactly. The second he's doing something else, then obviously he'll leave. The Ibra Neshama is not going to be affected negatively, only positively. That's a Gilgal. One of the chesroinis of a Gilgal is that a Gilgal is positive and negative. Which means when a Gilgal Neshama, Neshama comes down, be Gilgal, so it doesn't have the ability to decide that it only wants to be down here for good and not for Ra. That's the scary part about coming down as a Gilgal. It's for Ra and Taif. But Ibra Neshama only comes temporarily. It doesn't come from the beginning of a person's life. It comes at that moment. And it comes in that avoid that a person's doing that's connected to that neshama of that tzaddik. The Or Chaim talks about the fact that a person zeichet the ibur neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu every time a person works on doing an avoid. But this is the avoid that the Rizal talks about, says that when Yosef Atzadik, when the brothers came into Yosef Atzadik, the Yosef Atzadik told the brothers, he said miraglim atem. So the Rizal is magal that miraglim atem, because it's taka war that the miraglim which went be made by Moshe Rabbeinu got an ibur neshama of those neshamas of the shiftei ka. He's Mayrach over there, and there. If you look at Shal Gugulim, at the beginning of Shal Gugulim, and Akdama Beis, he's Mayrach over there about what the difference is between an Ibra Neshama and a Gugul Neshama, but that's the difference between the two. There's a Maisa in Shifcheri that's brought down. The Rebbe actually puts this on as the Arsav here in Tanya. The Rebbe brings down Shifcheri that Ariza was one time sitting, and one of his Talmidim, Reb Shmuel, walked in, and Arizal, it was Mechaber, the Sefer Medrash Shmuel, and Arizal stood up for him. The Rebbe said, Baruch Haba, and he put a Mamish right next to him, and the Arizal started a Mamish like being Mechaber him. So after he walked out, Reb Chaim Vital said, he was very, very young at that point. He said, like, hey, you know, he's a tzaddik, he's a talmid chacham, he's one of the talmidim, but why do you stood up for him, b'chol kamas, like, molei kamasi, you stood up for him fully. He said, baruch haba, like, what's up, shots? He said, he had an ibur neshama of Pinchas ben Yair. So Mela, I was standing up for Pinchas ben Yair. So Reb Chaim Vital ran after the Seder B'Shmuel, and he said, promise me, you have to tell me what you did today that got you to have this Ibra Neshama of Pinchas Ben Yair, like obviously in a very high madrigas. He said, I'll tell you the truth. This morning when I woke up, I was on my way to shul. When the shul, I heard crying coming out of a house, which is the way a lot of stories would say they can go on the way to shul and hear crying out of a house. Went into the house to see what happened, and there was a geneva in the middle of the night, and they took everything that this family had, including the clothing. So the whole family was sitting there, mamash nothing. Mamash naked. They were sitting there with nothing, sitting there crying in the house. Mamash had nothing. So he said, I took my clothing off. He ran back to his house, I guess also with nothing, and he put on my Shabbos clothing. He said, if you look, I'm taka wearing it. It's the middle of the week, I'm taka wearing my Shabbos clothing. So Chaim Vital said, now I understand why you got the Ibra Neshama of Pinchas Ben Yair. Pinchas Ben Yair's whole avodah is pidyon shvuyim. So these yidim were mamash, they were shvuyim, they were stuck in their house, they couldn't get out of the house, and you were zeicha because of the pidyon shvuyim that you did, serious nefesh that you did. I guess it was Mevayish himself also, ran back from their house to his house to get a Shabbos clothing. Mevayish himself, he said, that's where you were zeicha to this inyan of Ibra Neshama of Pinchas Ben Yair. But this is what the Baal Tanya is being magal to us. Two zachen. The first zach is you have to do your avodah, which means be mazbara, be have a hava b'tanugim, even if it's only b'dimyonis, even if it's not the tachlis, the shpitz be'emes lamitoi, do what you could. How could I be mazbara? Think about ezur chacham arayis anaylid. How could I have Havas Hashem, think about Havas B'tanugim, think about the fact that the Rebbeinu Shem ain't safe, think about Bimis Bein and the Gadlus of Hashem, which again is a theme throughout Tanya and throughout all Sifrei Chabad, Bimis Bein and the Gadlus of Hashem, and through that Bainus to be able to come to some aspect of Havas Hashem, even if it's not the Tachlas of Hava, and it's not the Tachlas of Sin. The second Zach is Va'id, that when you do this and you make this a Teva Sheni, you could be Zeichat, have an Ibrahim Hashem of a Tzaddik, and then even though you're not a tzaddik, and the mechusav your neshama is not a tzaddik, but you'll be able to be zeich at the level of a tzaddik. And mamela, to hate tzaddik means be a tzaddik. How, I can't be a tzaddik. You could. Your neshama could get an iber neshama, an impregnation, so to speak, of a neshama of a tzaddik. And mamela, at that moment, you're a tzaddik, which is able to be mazbara, and able to have that real lavadas Hashem, besimcha amitah, simchu tzaddikim Hashem, and mamela, be'emez ba'amitoy. Mamish ba skaimba ma'emis, not just in way of dimyonis. Now you can be ba'emis la mitoi, ishfu amishbi and my say tzaddik. Okay, so we'll be mamshach next week between mamshach next week with Perek Tesvav. We'll go on to more part of this chilek between a Beinoni and tzaddik and a Rasha.